The universe and our place in it. Where are we in the universe? Are we in the actual universe or only think we are? Or could we be in something which is inside the universe? We tend to think we are so advanced, but this could all come to a screeching halt someday when we find out there is no universe, or we are inside something which itself is inside a universe. There has been many different ideas about our place in the universe. I guess the most radical one was the idea we are inside an incredibly big living being which we think is the universe. If a microbe could think, it would most likely think the drop of water it was in was its universe. We could be in the same position. We could be living in a microscopic part of something much larger, which itself is inside its universe. There are plenty of radical ideas about our place in the vastness of space. Many of the things we think are true could turn out to be completely wrong. Take time, for example. We believe for most of us it just keeps moving on and regardless of what science tells us. For us it moves in a straight line. That is our perception even though science says it could all be happening at once. We might find out someday time is not at all what we think and life just keeps going even after death. Maybe there are different stages of life after what we call death and we move on from one to another until we reach the pinnacle where we are one with our God. On the other hand, some people believe we keep getting reborn until we get things right. There is a lot of talk about there being an end to the universe and we will be able to see it someday. Scientists tell us we are getting closer to seeing the edge with more powerful telescopes. But the edge they speak of could just be leading to what I will term as more universes. What we think of as the universe may only be a small part of something much bigger. Just as there are billions of galaxies in what we think is the universe, so can there be billions of universes in the vastness of space. We have been trying to find the rules for our universe. They are called physics. Could there be a standard which would be true no matter where we go in the universe? In other words, could there be rules for how things should act no matter where we are, depending on certain conditions? What about all those dimensions which are being talked about? How might they affect things? Even better, do they really exist? There has been a theory around for a long time which states some things only exist when you see them. For example, you go into the forest and see a certain tree, when you leave the tree is no longer there. I personally don't understand this because how could others then go there and see the same tree or does it only exist when someone looks at it? I don't think this idea will ever be accepted by the mainstream. What about the idea we created the universe by constantly thinking about it over the span of human life? There is an idea which states our brains are a lot more powerful and capable of things we are yet to understand. If we didn't think the universe into being, could some alien race which might have more powerful brains than us have done this? What about the idea there is only one race in the universe and the reason there may be races which all look different as we move on and become them after we die? We then die again and move to the next one in a never-ending cycle. What about us and where we came from? We are told we evolved from monkeys by science, but this is far from accepted by everyone, including me. There are those who believe we came from another planet and were either brought here or evacuated from Mars. They base this on our bodies being more suited to the gravity there and our internal clock which seems to be tuned to the Mars cycle. But maybe the answer is even stranger than that. Could it be we came from a different dimension? There is an idea which states material is pouring into the universe from a rip in space and this material is from a different dimension. Maybe a ship from this so-called dimension could have come here through the rip, if it existed or exists with humans from there and those humans were our ancestors. That is one of the things we never hear much about. We know nothing is really solid because there is space between the atoms of the material. In some objects they are closer together and the object becomes denser. Humans seem to be getting weaker over millennia. It is believed our bones have lost about 20% of their density. Are we turning into something else? Change in almost all things seems to be constant and it is believed we eventually will turn into what are known as the grey aliens. They are short, thin, with gray skin. Will this actually happen? We have no way of knowing what the future holds in store for us, but I guess we could be headed that way, who knows? We may be forcing this upon ourselves. Much of our population sits around playing games all day on their computers, game machines and phones. There is an old saying, if you don't use it, you lose it. There are those who believe the human race will need some sort of device to get around in the distant future because they will have lost the function of their legs and they will also become very weak. Is there a chance we will ever be capable of traveling through space to distant galaxies? While we hear stories about space warp engines and such, think about this. If we bend space, how will it affect the planets and such? This sounds like a very destructive way to travel. Any races living on planets we would travel to this way might suffer some harm from this method of travel. It could turn out even if we discover how to do this, it will be banned by some universal organization. There is plenty to think about in the universe and about our place in it.